Hey guys, it's Rick. How's everybody doing?
Hey,
Rick.
Thank you.
You guys, good to hear all your voices. You guys have a good weekend and a good rhythm and all that good stuff.
Great.
Awesome. We're going to have a very fun call tonight. It's one of my favorite calls to do. In fact, I'm enjoying them all. I hope you guys are too. Tonight, we're going to be discussing first and foremost your catchphrases. We're going to hear the numbers from our team Magnuts, which is really exciting. Then we're going to go into and discuss the ABC. You guys will see as we go through this tonight. I've added a bunch of stuff again today, and I will show you how to use some of our fancy new toys. How would you guys like an ABC that you can press a button and send to somebody immediately at no cost?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Well, we've got it tonight. We're going to talk about that. Lots of exciting stuff. I'm going to just share a couple things with you guys here in advance. We have our Sunday night Pathfinders call, which is going to teach you guys basically how to set goals, and then part two, how to achieve them via prospecting. And then the second thing we're going to be adding is a couple more in addition to the things that we have on the web so far, i.e. all the videos and the flash presentations. We're going to be doing a weekly basic training on the webinar. We're going to be doing a monthly how to use all of the prospecting tools and methodologies training on the WebEx, so people will have access to a live training environment. So you'll have the DVD you can give people for basic training. You'll have a weekly live one where people can interact and ask questions. We'll have a monthly, everything from how to do e-vites to how to use the different tools. All that will be there. We'll archive it so you can access it 24/7 or live. And, of course, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, we have our webinar, which is our 35-minute introduction to the business. So you guys, within the next 2 weeks, and we've got a good part of this up now, you will have a contact piece, you'll have multiple ABC pieces, you will have product information pieces, the Wellness Home DVD, you will have previews online, you will have basic trainings online, you will have everything, including training how to use it all online. Every piece of the process will be online for free within 2 weeks. You get excited about that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's really cool. You guys, we did this a little bit yesterday up in Waco, and you guys that were there, the training that we did probably really gave you the ability to see the things that we can do. It's hard to explain it on the phone without the WebEx, but did you guys get a lot out of it yesterday to see more capabilities that we have that were there up in Waco?
It was very informative.
Definitely.
Thanks, guys. And we're going to do that training again here, and then we're going to add the second part onto it, which is basically laying out the plan. So we got huge stuff coming on. I'm really excited because when we have all these tools, it doesn't change what we do. It doesn't mean, you know, you're not going to use DVDs. It doesn't mean you're not going to use live meetings. It means you're not going to have to For example, you're not going to have to drive 45 minutes to see somebody just to see if they're interested to come to another meeting. I mean, if you think about it, if you're driving 25 minutes to an ABC, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't you driving to a meeting just to set up another meeting?
Yep.
I guess yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. What would happen if you went to meet them? You were going to sign them up and answer questions. Or if they were driving, the one thing I can't do on the web is build relationships, meet people, and touch products. What if, guys, your prospects were saying, wow, I've seen everything. I'm ready to see products. Where do I go? You guys think that would change your turnout rate for previews?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we're going to have the ability to do. So the bottom line, what I want you guys to realize is everything has just gone through the roof. Everything is possible. I've been waiting for this for a long time. I have a couple more pieces. I'm going to talk about this more in the ABC segment in a moment. But we have some very, very, very cool capabilities. Today I just made four more e-vites. You guys can now send an e-vite to someone with the Wellness Home DVD in it, with the product flash presentation, the business flash presentation. It's all there. So you guys right now basically have every step of the process, including a preview online in an e-vite scenario where you can connect them into the tool. So we'll talk about that more in just a minute. And that's pretty much it. And having said that, let's turn it over to Cowboy. You're going to run the show tonight for the first 20 minutes here or so, and then I'm going to come in and pick up for the ABC portion. So Cowboy, we had our awesome Jackie last week running the show, and this week it's Cowboy the Magnificent. So go ahead and run the show here for a few minutes, Cowboy.
Yeah, and before we get started with the business at hand, and I want to tell you, we have an awesome coach of having our upline diamond, Rick Murphy, at our Rhythm event, and he went over these tools, and for my group especially, it was so good for them to see. You know, we talk about these e-vites, and a lot of people don't really understand them, so we're begging Rick to do a webinar about it so that we can you can see hands on hands how they work. I mean, when I saw them, when he explained them and went through it, it made so much more sense to me, and it was so much more effective that, I mean, I'm really excited. We need to do that as soon as possible, and he's agreed to do that. So when you see the tools, when you see how they're working, you guys up north, if you can make it to where he's going to be on the 19th, it is awesome to be able to see hands-on how these tools work, because basically what Rick has done with these tools is he's taken home business and made it where you can do it from home, and which is, you know, it's really cool. And I know my group is just, they're ecstatic, they're flying with it. I know one of my guys just today sent out 150 Evites, you know, so, I mean, that's just...
You're kidding me, is that true?
Yes, that's true. Would I lie to you?
No, I'm just I didn't mean it in the rhetorical sense.
I might embellish a little bit, you know, by 10, but, you know, but no, Steve King went home and he was like, man, I got to do this. So he put out 120 Evites.
Yeah, about 120.
120 Evites. And how long did it actually take you to do it, Steve?
Well, I've had a little problem with the open office.
Hey, well, once you got the computer, how long did it take?
I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it tonight as soon as I get my office running, my Microsoft office.
I stand corrected. He's doing it tonight.
I'm in the process of that. I have somebody working on an open office getting around that, because the hyperlink isn't coming through on the email is basically what's going on.
120 to 150 emails in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've sent out quite a few already, and it does not take that long at all. We got to see some of this stuff when Rick was in Chicago this last time, and it's just phenomenal. I heard so many people say, I can do this now.
Yeah,
let me say this, guys, too, about the Evites. Where I want you guys spending your time is not fiddling around your office trying to find the right video to hand someone and then driving it 400 miles. What I want you guys spending your time doing is making contacts, building relationships, rolling people's backs, demonstrating the water, and telling people about how great our team is. What we're doing by putting these tools in your hands is instead of you spending your time doing stuff that's non-productive, you're going to be meeting more people and building relationships. And then when they say, well, what's the next step, you just, bam, here's the preview. Bam, here's the ABC, which will save you a massive amount of time. Let me tell you guys this. You guys have 1,000 people in your group, and all they do is save 10 minutes a week each. You guys realize you just saved 10,000 minutes combined?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty powerful, isn't it? That's the equivalent of 166 hours a week you're saving in your group. If you have 100 people in your group, or if you have 10 people in your group, if it takes, you know, the old way we were doing this, correct me if I'm wrong, by the time you meet somebody and drive to sit at a coffee shop, it takes a good solid 2 hours to do one ABC, correct?
Correct.
Well, let me ask you this. What if it took literally, you talk to someone for 15 minutes, and you go home, you send them something, then you follow up. You literally just, you know, I sent an Evite out yesterday. I got home last night. We met somebody. I actually started the shower because it had been a long day. And while the thing was turning hot, I sent an Evite to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done that 2 months ago. You can ask them for three things.
And we got to see that, and it was once you see it firsthand, it makes it so simple that I think it's going to just rock. But anyway, what's going on with business?
I just
wanted to add something to that too. You know, of course there's incredible efficiency with this, but another thing that I got out of it was, especially there was a couple of really techie people there, and they said that they were actually embarrassed. You know, talking about, you know, having somebody meet them at a coffee shop and stuff like that. They said, now we're in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that use the computer now, and this is what they expect. They said, this just looks so professional.
And let me say this last thing, too. I hear people all the time with technology. When I was an engineer, I was sitting in I used to take these big seminars. You'd fly in places. The number one mistake that business makes when they get new technology is they get stars in their eyes. And all of a sudden people get a tool. And this is what I used to be an SAP expert. And one of the reasons companies had so much trouble with SAP, because SAP did a lot, but they would put it in and then they would try to change everything they do because they have a new tool. Just so you guys know, we're still doing ABCs and contacts and previews and sponsorship meetings. You guys,
right.
are you guys really clear that we're not doing anything new? We're doing what we've always done more efficiently. That's why we designed
right.
the
tool.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what I meant, more efficient.
It is, and I can't tell you how many people I hear out in the field right now finding new tools, and they're developing methodologies around a tool, and that is completely backwards from the way a methodology ought to work, and is the number one mistake billion-dollar corporations make. This does not mean you guys should sit here in your office with bug-eyed Joe staring at your computer so you're able to never go out and talk to anybody. This means you should be, for example, a Tuesday night wellness preview or a Thursday night preview. These things are what fills that preview. These are
right.
the things you do. I don't want you guys thinking you're not making relationships and building them, but when someone comes to your preview now on Tuesday night, they've already seen an ABC, they've seen something on the web, they have an idea what our products are. How much better product would you guys get in terms of distributors if by the time they came to your meeting, they actually wanted to be there and they knew a few things?
Right. I think it's excellent.
That's all we're saying here. We're making what you do more efficient. We're not changing what you do. And please don't ever get lost in that thinking, well, now I'm going to do is sit home and fire off e-bikes. That's not
right.
what I'm going to tell you here.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, not you, but a lot of people. I cannot tell you how many people I've been hearing around the country right now that are finding tools and stuff, and they're changing what they do, and they're thinking they're just going to sit home and work behind the web. It doesn't work that way.
That's not what I was saying either, Rick.
This does not take the place of talking and being with people and having relationships with them.
Not at all.
Right.
At all, because you can send all the e-bites you want, but if there's no relationship, it's not going to do any good.
Right.
We're freeing you up to do that. And then the other thing is what Rhonda was saying. We can't go around talking about we've got stuff that'll knock your socks off and products that are in the 21st century and be walking around like
website on the paper trail.
And we're looking like Amway 1966. I mean,
that's what they were talking about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rhonda. When you can show somebody pop-up videos and high-quality presentations, and you know, then what you're talking about is our posture, our prospecting posture matches the tone of our technology. And you're
right.
absolutely right. But keep in your head that this enhances you. Look, we can work from home now. I mean, a year ago when we would give a training, we'd say, go drive and meet somebody, and then go meet them for an ABC, and then have them drive out and meet you at a preview, but it's a home business. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the only thing you're doing from home is Sunday night call. So now what we're going to do is you're still going to meet people. You're still going to go to previews. The difference is, everything in between that was sucking all your time down the drain is going to be eliminated, not only for you but for your prospect. So the meetings that you have are going to be productive and added value. They're not going to be starting points.
Okay.
That's it, guys, and that's awesome. And Rod, it was awesome to sit in Chicago and watch people's lights go on with the capabilities that we have. So you're right, and I saw it yesterday. I can't wait to do it here in Austin. If anybody around the country wants to come, you're welcome. I'll give you the information. Just shoot me an email. My email address is on the front page of the Pathfinders webpage. And this is just a start. We are going to be fully engaged in teaching you guys how to do this stuff. But having said that, why don't you go through your thing now, Cowboy? We
okay.
don't have any time tonight right now.
I'm going to start out with Team Magnets. And what I'd like you to do is go ahead and give this is the one team this week that is going to be giving their figures, their tracking. So we'll go through that first, and then we'll get into the catchphrase. So, Steve and McKean, would you give us your tracking numbers?
We have met a goal of 30, and we actually contacted 16. And the ABCs, I have none. No previews, no sponsors.
Okay. Darren Sluta in Omaha.
Hey, thanks for saying my name right. I have... I knew my goal was going to be less this week because of personal things, but 10 was my goal, Ash was 8, ABC was 2, preview sponsored and completed sponsor meeting is a 0.
Okay.
Hey, do me a favor, guys, if you're going through this just for the rest of the cycle here, and Darren, this has nothing to do with you, I'm just because it applies to everybody. When you guys come on and give your numbers, how about not qualifying it? You either did 10 or you didn't. The reasons why or why not it really is kind of irrelevant. So when you say I did 10 or 20 or 50 or 3, just say you did 10 or 20 or 50 or 3. Let's leave out the side stuff of why things didn't happen. You guys don't understand what I'm trying to tell you there and why I'm saying that?
Just give your numbers.
Just give your numbers because it's irrelevant.
Okay.
And that, Darren, that's not directed at you. I was going to say that
Osborne and Jamie in Kalamazoo. Janice, excuse me.
What's
wrong? I can't read my own writing.
Our goal was 20. We hit 14. We had 2 ABCs, 1 preview, and no sponsors.
All right. Charles and Sherry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
In Page, Texas. Our goal was 10. Our actual was 15. ADCs 10. Previews 2. Sponsored 2. Completed sponsor meetings 2.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys rock.
And Steve, let me say this to you guys. As you guys are hearing your numbers, a couple observations. By the way, that's unbelievable. You guys get the hooah of the week. The hooah. You guys did good. If you guys are doing 16,000 e-bikes or contacts and nobody's going to the ABC phase, let's talk to your sponsors about why the numbers are so high on the front end, because you should see at least a third of your contacts developing into an ABC. That's the goal you're looking for. If you're going to talk to 15, there should be 5. If you're going to talk to 20, there ought to be about 6 or 7. If you're doing, for example, like Steve, when I hear your numbers, it's 16 and 0. What I would do is I would evaluate that so we don't do another 150 this week and come back next week with 0. Let's spend some time with Steve or spend some time with me, and let's get that number running about a third next week. Because one thing we don't want to do is all of you guys, when you're running your numbers, if you're seeing you're doing 65 ABCs and nobody's going to the preview, do you guys understand that tells you need to work on your ABC? If you're seeing if you're seeing 14 people are sponsored but nobody's at a sponsorship meeting, let's troubleshoot that. So put it to you this way. Whatever you did last week to get 16 and 0 ABCs, do everything other than that this week.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't do the same stuff you did last week. And you may be 60% right, but let's evaluate that moving forward so that we can get that second number up, okay?
Okay.
Awesome, buddy. Good job. And Cowboy, are you on top of that?
Yes, I am.
Right on, man. Okay, let's run through the catchphrase.
Okay, we're going to go for the catchphrases, and we're going to start out with Diamonds Forever. Robert and Aurora Rebels in Corpus Christi, Texas. What's your catchphrase?
Hi. Robert's catchphrase, he's not here right now, is quite simple and short, and it is, I am in business of helping people feel better about themselves health-wise, physically, and financially. That's his. My catchphrase, I have a little bit different. I work from home for the only total wellness company in the world. I teach people to teach others how to use the right tools so their bodies can heal and protect itself. This awesome company has been in business for 30 years with 40 million customers, billions in sales, and is rated 5A by Dun & Bradstreet. Their products are amazingly unbelievable. That's mine.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, let's go to Brewster and Kathy Ellis.
I'm helping to launch the world's biggest and only tallest wellness company in North America. It's a blend of a major corporation and a home-based business. Amazing company. Love everything about it. We get to work from home and help other people do the same. And I'm looking for partners to bring it to North America.
Cool. Okay.
Sounds like Rick Murphy to me.
I lifted it from somebody else.
Kathy?
Hey there. My catchphrase is, I am a partner with a dynamic group bringing the world's total wellness company to North America. It's a blend of a major corporation and a home-based business. Right now, I'm looking for additional partners and team members who want to be physically as well as financially healthy. It's made a world of difference for me, and I'd like to make a world of difference to a lot more people.
Cool. Awesome. Okay. How about the Hackendogs, which we got to see this weekend, Robin and Daryl?
Hi, Cowboy. This is mine. I have a home business that will allow me to retire from my full-time job. The company's great, the products are great, and the compensation plan is great.
I like that. Nice, short, and sweet.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we're going to drop down. Do we have a team name?
Cowboy? And here's Daryl.
All right, I missed you. I'm sorry.
All right, mine's even shorter and sweeter. I'm in the business of helping people work for profit instead of wages.
Hey, that's pretty cool, too. I like that. Okay, Laura Rockwell, do you guys have a team name yet?
Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah, they're on there.
Who's the Diamonds Are Forever? Diamonds and Beyond. Okay, we're going to drop down to Laura Rockwell in Kalamazoo.
Hi there. I am partnered with a group that specializes in wealth management while also working with individuals to overcome acute pain and or injury with the goal of helping individuals get out of pain and back to enjoying the life and the wealth that they deserve.
Cool. You know, Rick, you notice we're getting a lot more variety now this time. It's really cool. Rhonda Schultz.
I'm here. I always start out with, because it's true, I love what I do. I'm actually part of a team bringing a huge wellness company to North America, and I get to educate people on how to create healthy environments for their home and office, and with stuff that really changes people's lives. And I'm looking for partners or anybody who like wants to make a difference and change people's lives and make a great living.
Rhonda, you're cool. The other side of the pillow. That was good.
Okay, Paula.
I'm here. I fell into an awesome opportunity. I'm building a new kind of business. It allows me to truly work from home, where I get to decide with whom I work and when I work. It's unlike any business I've ever seen.
Cool. I like that one, too. I'm learning some neat stuff here, Rick. Stephen Hamburg-King.
Well, I usually ask them when I meet someone new, I usually ask what they do, and the polite thing for them to do is ask me what I do. I tell them I temporarily work for Coca-Cola until I get my business off the ground, and they usually ask, what is that? And I said, you ever heard of Neekin? And I give them just a little bit about what we do, and then give them a tool or send them to the website.
The catchphrase is, I work for Coca-Cola temporarily.
I work for Coca-Cola temporarily until I get my business off the ground, which is going to be in the next few months.
Okay. Jim Rohn has one that says something similar to that is, I'm working part-time on my fortune while I'm working full-time on my income, which is pretty cool.
Right.
Dan, up in Omaha.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's your catchphrase?
Actually, it depends upon the situation of what you're talking to and stuff, but, you know, if I have just one, actually I have two, but the one is short and simple to the point. It's, you know, I help people relieve physical and financial stress. The other one is when you're being, you know, blunt with your friends, you know, people that are closest to you that you're afraid to contact, is, hey, I'm doing something really cool. I want you to check it out. You know, it's probably not for you, but I want your opinion on it.
And you get a lot with that, too, because everybody has an opinion.
Yeah,
okay,
well,
cool. Then we're going to go on to Paul Osborne.
Depending on the situation, I'm looking for someone who wants to retire early, earning residual income, working for a great company.
Okay, nice and sweet. Janice?
I'm a part of a team. It is the only total wellness company in North America, and we're getting people home, and I'm looking for business partners.
Okay. Charles?
He's not on, but mine is, I'm so blessed to be in partnership with Neekin, the world's only total wellness company. I actually get paid for talking to people about how to improve their health and enhance their lifestyle. It's awesome. But really, tell me more about your job.
Cool. You throw it right back at him. I like that. Okay, I'm going to ask my illustrious co-host what her catchphrase is. JC, will you tell us?
I can do that. I also, after I talk with them, I just don't spring a catchphrase on them after I find out what they do. I try to work in something that relates to them. That's not always possible because it may not be something I can work in. But typically I'll say I'm a part of a team bringing the only total wellness company to North America. I help people build wealth and retire, and we are looking for business partners. Do you know anybody who might be interested?
Cool. And I'll throw one at you that I like a lot. I actually pilfered it from another platinum, and that was, I am the trainer and recruiter for the largest and only total wellness company in the world. So with that, Rick, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Awesome. I just like to say I'd tell you, but then I'd have to retire you.
Huh?
That's awesome. guys, a couple things. You guys all did a wonderful job, as always. A couple thoughts. What I would do with you guys is get comfortable with your catchphrases. They should come out of your heart. They should come out of your soul. It should be something you're passionate about. You all had that sound, and it should be something you believe in. When people talk to you, particularly in the beginning, 85% of what you say is going to be the deportment of your body, the way that you say it, the energy that you give off. So what I recommend is get comfortable with your catchphrase, have fun with it, and make it something that really excites you and that you feel good about, and you guys will go very far with that. Does anybody here have any thoughts or comments on the catchphrases before we get going on the next section of the call?
Well, I usually don't stutter through mine.
I think you did a great job. Don't worry about it. Everybody did a great job, so that's good. Something about talking to hundreds of people all over the world makes people stutter sometimes. Don't worry about it. It's one of those things. Well, let's go to the next part of the call. And by the way, on your action calls this week, or your action meetings, if you're leading a team or if you're working with a team yourself, have your team do the same thing. Go over the numbers this week with your process tracking sheet. You know, go over your catchphrase, develop it, see how it sounds. Very simple call this week. Now, next week on the call, what we're going to do is going to be really exciting. All of you guys get to come back. It'll be the second team, Diamonds Forever. Not Diamonds Forever. I'm sorry. What was the?
No,
what's our,
it is. That's sorry.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Diamonds Forever. Next week will be Diamonds Forever. We'll pick them up with the next call. And then what we're going to do is all of you guys, the live team, gets to come back and give an example of how you did an ABC. I'm going to talk about the ABC next. So next week we'll go over the how you gave an ABC. We'll give an example of what you did and how it flowed, and that'll be it. So the call this week is to prepare for that and all that good stuff. So let's talk about the ABC for a minute. And to do this, I want to take a moment and then explain this. You guys feel free to ask questions whenever you want. I'm going to talk for maybe 5 to 10 minutes and then get some Q&A. Once you've met somebody and they say, gee whiz, that sounds pretty neat, you can make contact with people and sort them. One of the things that I like to do when someone just has absolutely no clue what I'm doing, I like to use that Neat Ken story very easily. And the way I position that is I don't just say I'm going to send you a video. What I usually tell people is, in fact, this is what I tell people. I'll tell you what I'll do. When I get home, I'll zip you off an email. It's got just a really short video that tells you who we are and it lets you know the kind of company we are so that you can see if it's the kind of thing you might be interested in. The reason that Neat Ken story is so cool is because it just kind of lets people know what we're all about. Okay, it's very, very simple. If you cannot use an e-tool, then what you're going to want to do is you go right into some kind of a live meeting. And here's the thing. I've had several people say, well, Rick, I'm not very computer literate, and I absolutely understand that, and I absolutely sympathize with that. The best thing I can tell you is, honestly, guys, and I'm going to tell you this flat out, it's not hard to get literate with this stuff. You go in and start banging around. You know, just go into your computer, start clicking on stuff. That's how you learn. If you guys are on some other platforms, for example, yesterday, and I was going to tell this, Rhonda, will you pass this along to Donna, that if she uses Internet Explorer, she may get a good result. The Mozilla Firefox yesterday on Cowboy and Terry's computer did not run the applications either in the Evite. So I think it might be the add-ons in Mozilla. You guys will find that these things will work best in Internet Explorer. It's a very easy thing to do. You just pop it up. Also, here's the other thing. With all of these e-tools, it's absolutely impossible for me to code it so that all this stuff will work on every platform. There's just no way to do it. Frankly, nobody can do that. There's so many different things out there. So when I program, what I try to do is I try to get it so it works on the most possible platforms. When I do test runs, I do it on Internet Explorer. If it works on Explorer on my computer, it'll work on Explorer on your computer. That's your first best bet if you're going to be using a lot of this stuff. Part two, Explorer is by far the biggest used browser out there percentage-wise. So I can't code for 8 platforms. You code for the one that's the most used. Secondly,
Rick,
yes.
A suggestion, maybe you can put a notation on the site that says these are coded for Internet Explorer.
Honestly, Jackie, I'd rather announce it because that. Let me think about how to do that.
Yeah.
Because it will also work on other sites too.
Oh,
so I
okay.
Don't know all the ones.
Okay.
I don't want people to think that it's only limited to one.
Got it. Okay.
But that's
that
the one
sense.
That I know it will work in the best.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's a great idea. and I may very well do that. The other thing is, if you guys have computers that are missing some of the add-ons, all what I recommend you do is go to Kinko's and get on one of their computers for a half hour, download the e-bytes, cut and paste them into an email, email them to yourself. When I send an e-byte, I create the email, I send it from my email address to my email address. I've got all the e-bytes saved in a folder. So I open them up, and then I put them in a folder, I save them. I've got my 5-minute one, my ABC one, my preview one, my all of those things are in a folder. And then if I met you out today, then at home, because it's already been created, I can just open the email and just forward it out. So if you guys are having trouble in your home PC, go up to Kinko's for 30 minutes, set up your e-bytes, and then all you have to do is open them and forward them. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I would do if I was having trouble at home. Any computer, once you've created it, will send it out. So that's enough about that. But that's the important thing. Let's get back and talk about the ABC. What an ABC is, and don't confuse it with creating interest. I view that Neekin story like an interest creator. It's short. I view your catchphrase like an interest creator. And that's the time for someone to say, geez, that sounds interesting. I'd like to see what it's all about. When I send the Neekin story video, as I said a minute ago, I'm saying, hey, this will tell you what we're all about and kind of what our mission is and where we're going. If it sounds like the kind of, and this is the key phrase, if it sounds like the kind of company that you would like to know, that sounds like it's up your alley or something you'd like to be a part of, let me know, and I'll begin the information process to tell you the hows and the hows and the specifics of it. So I'm letting them know that piece is not coming to teach them what we do. It's teaching them what we're about. You guys see the difference between something that's a how-to and something that's a defining mission statement of what we're all about?
Mm-hmm.
And also, that Neekin story video, or anything you do in the front, I'm not sending that video to them trying to sign them up. I'm going to send them that link, seeing who has an interest in doing this. To be honest with you guys, it's a sorting tool. It's a cutting tool. If I send that to 30, look, if somebody, let me ask you an honest question. If somebody watches the 5-minute Neekin story and says, that's stupid, I don't like it, do you honestly think that if you would, that our mission, the five pillars of health, the history, changing lives, if that message just doesn't appeal, true or false, there's not much else you can tell them?
It's kind of like believe them the first time.
Well, it is. You're absolutely right. So we're looking, are we looking for people that want a network market, or are we looking for people that are a certain type of person in general that will be attracted to what our mission is?
Attracted for a
minute. Yeah, and I'm not saying
type of person.
Yeah, and I'm not saying the money and all that stuff isn't going to appeal. I mean, if I watched that, I'd be talking about the money, but what I would see in that is billions in sales, 5A1, it's got a really cool-looking product line, and it looks really big and professional. That's how I would view it. Somebody else could view it and say, wow, they're changing lives and loving people and protecting the environment. Other people can say, wow, they're doing something about healthcare. You guys understand there's a whole lot of messages contained in that video. Different people will see it differently. But if none of those things appeal to the person that's watching it, we don't really have a lot else we can offer, because that doesn't tell them what we do. It tells them who we are. And if someone doesn't like who we are, do you really think they're going to want to do what we do?
Not likely.
Right. So you understand why that's a perfect cutting piece, because it attracts the people that would have the ability to do it. Now, having said that, your ABC, I want you to understand what an ABC does. An ABC is like the back of a movie box. And understand, we take people from knowing nothing about Neekin to knowing everything about Neekin. There has to be an information process. And if you look at the way people think, the ABC and the preview are different names for what you all do. If you want to buy a television set from Best Buy, you scan around, you look at a whole bunch of different TVs, and then you don't really go in for the quote-unquote preview until you've done some investigating. If you're going to buy a car, you go online and poke around, you watch commercials. You're not going to drive across town and test drive something until you've researched it. An ABC is that portion when we're giving them a little bit of information to once again see if they want to watch. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to say to somebody, hey, we're doing something great. You've got great rapport with them. They're your best friend. They may come straight to the preview with you on Tuesday night or Thursday night. That, of course, is going to be there. And when it comes to prospecting, the gut always overrules all rules. I don't want you guys to be automatons or to feel constrained by the process. I want you to be empowered by it. At the same time, if you're just inviting 75 people to the preview and nobody's coming every week, maybe you shouldn't listen to your gut. Okay? So I want you to take that in balance. If you know somebody will come, go ahead and get them as deep into the process as you can. By the same token, don't keep repeating the same mistake. And that's why I said, you know, when I hear 16 contacts and no ABCs, and please don't think I'm not being hard on you, Steve. What I'm saying is, let's evaluate what you're doing so you don't have to do that much work for a limited result. And that's what I'm saying. And so all of you guys measure this all the time. But by and large, at ABC, it's like if you go to the video store, how many of you guys when you go to the video store have ever picked up a movie box? And what's the first thing you do when you pick up the movie box other than what's on the cover?
Read
the back.
So let me ask you this. Why do DVDs have a really fancy-looking cover on them? Do you guys think the DVD companies put a lot of thought into what's on the cover?
Absolutely. Yes.
Why do they do that?
Get you to pick it up in the first place.
Yes. So how many of you guys understand now what the Nikon Story DVD and your catchphrase are? They're the front of the movie box. The ABC is the back of the movie box. When you pick up Return of the Jedi, it doesn't tell you everything about the movie. What does it tell you?
Enough to get you to watch it.
Right, to get you to take it home. Now let me ask you this, Rhonda. Have you ever rented a movie and read the back of the box, took it home, and it was horrible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tonight.
Okay. Have you ever rented a movie and it didn't sound that good on the back, but it was awesome?
Mm-hmm.
Right, like The English Patient to me. When I saw that and I picked it up, I thought I'd rather, you know, knock myself out with a spoon than watch that. It had all the things I can't stand the most, like love and flowers being thrown around and all that stuff. And actually, I really ended up liking the movie. If I picked up Dr. Zhivago, I'll tell you guys right now, that is the last movie on planet Earth I would rent, and I would walk over and rent Josie Wales for the 70th time. I mean, I'd probably watch Hamburger Hill 300 times. I rent it every 6 months. Point being, I wouldn't have rented it because I wouldn't have looked at it, but when I took it home, it was fantastic. So the back of the movie box is not designed for you to get all the information. It's designed for you to pick it up in the first place. The back of the movie box, it's designed to give you enough information to where you see if you want to look at the whole thing, but not enough to where it gives away the story. We're not going to tell them that Darth Vader is Luke's father.
Yeah.
All right, you guys all with me so far on this stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So once somebody says, gee whiz, I'd like to take a peek, that sounds interesting, or that seems like it's up my alley, you've got some tools to do your ABC, and if you go to pathfinders.biz and click on the business tools page there, you're going to see an assortment of tools. And I'm going to talk about the e-tools in just a second, but I want you to scroll down that. You've got some tools on there. Now, some of those tools there, for example, some of the brochures, I'm going to be moving into a creating interest section. I haven't done that yet, so I don't really want to focus on them at this point. Some of what I do with those brochures is I'll print them off and have, like, if I met you, I might use it as a leave behind. And the first thing I can tell you guys about all these tools is familiarize yourself with them. Know what they do. For example, if somebody can't get on the web, I may give them Discover It, Live It. You know, and that's a great way to do it. I may give them First Look and say, take a look at that and tell me if it sounds like a fit for you. You notice I'm not saying watch it, and then I go home thinking that I've got a sign up. I'm laid back about it. Hey, take a peek at this, see if it's a good fit for you. If it is, we'll go forward. I'll tell you what to do from there. If it's not a good fit, no sweat, but I'll call you tomorrow, and you just tell me what you think. It's real laid back. The more you lean into them, and once you give them a tool, or you book the appointment for the tool, don't keep blabbermouthing. You got to stop. Don't get like an excited puppy that when someone shows some interest, you just keep going bananas, because you think if you just say one more sentence, they're for sure going to sign up. How many people here have ever been with a prospect, and you got that excited feeling, and you keep doing, and did I tell you this? Like, you just keep wanting to throw one more thing in there. Like, if I just give them one more paragraph of information, they're for sure going to sign up. Have anybody ever done that but me?
Rick, I didn't know you were standing around the corner listening.
Well, yeah, let me tell you this. How many of you guys have ever given somebody something, and you did a pretty good job, like you gave them a video, and then you go back to your car three times to get one more brochure?
Yeah.
You know, cause yeah. You, and then they end up going home looking like they're a freshman in college with all their books. You know what I'm saying? So be confident in your tool that it's going to work. Now, if you scroll down, you're going to see some ABC tools. I told you about the live DVDs you're going to put in their hand. I would use Discover It, Live It, or First Look in that capacity. Discover It, Live It, I'd probably lean towards. Or for, either one's good, though. First Look, it's been around for a while now, and I always like to use something that's new. We may put together. In fact, I was talking to Cabo the other day. I'll get this to Dennis and Nancy. We'll take the ABC presentation, do a voiceover, and we'll update it and put it into a live flash presentation that will work at a DVD player. with a voiceover so you'll have something to put in people's hands, because we always want the hard copy tools. But if you look down, if you're going to do a live ABC and meet somebody, all you have to do is just download that ABC guide, put it into a folder, and just basically follow it. And even if you don't run through all the pages, it doesn't really matter, just roughly the information. Here's who we are, here's what we do, here's what we have, and here's what we're looking for in the abbreviated sense. And then at the end, you say a very simple question. Is what we have or what we're going to do sound like the thing that could get you, here's whatever they've told you, out of your job, retired, get your kids home, whatever you're talking about, that's where you tie it back. Does this seem like it's up your alley? Would you like to know more? That's basically what you're doing there, but be smart about what you're doing. You guys ever heard the Hollywood stars, they always leave them wanting more?
Yeah.
At an ABC, you always leave them wanting more. Okay? And it's designed to enter them deeply into the process. I'm going to talk next week about what to do next, i.e. the preview. That's what we're going to focus on. You know, after my ABC, I know what I'm going to do. I said, well, we got a couple of choices. We got a live get-together where you meet people and touch products. It's awesome, and that's your best choice. What's your availability Tuesday night? I'm not going to offer the e-tools until I first offered them live. You guys understand why? Anybody want to take a guess?
It's much better in person. I mean, they can see the tools and they can meet the people and interact with them.
Right.
Well, there's the relationship.
Yeah. The energy in the room also.
Right. So what do you think is going to happen if I tell you, and you're a normal person who has a busy life, if I say to you, you can come out and meet people and do stuff on Tuesday night, or you can just watch it on the web, what are they going to do 99.9% of the time?
Come out and watch it live.
Right. So hold that back until they've said they can't come out after the ABC. But, you know, then the second thing you say is, or I can come drop you off a video, or you can watch it on the web. That's your two fallback positions in the order of precedence. But the bottom line is you can do a live ABC, which is you sit down and you run through a quick ABC presentation. If you want to know how to give one, it's right there. It's easy as pie. If you want to learn how to use the ABC guide, our friendly neighborhood cowboy does a call every day at 1 o'clock. You can just look at the information. It's right here on the website. And he runs through it in about 12 minutes. So one of the benefits to you doing that, Steve, is you also get to teach people how to do one every day. I mean, that's a very good thing. Now, as far as the rest of this stuff goes, let me kind of explain this to you. If you go up to the top a little bit higher and you click on that thing that says e-tools, you're going to see a page in there that has all of our e-tools. This is when we can really have a good time. And if you take a look down at some of these ABC tools, you notice I have a contact e-vite there for the 5-minute Nikon story. And then I've got a couple of e-vites. When I take a look at what I'm going to send somebody, and you guys are going to like this, last week when you went into the webpage, if you clicked on the Nikon business overview or product overview flash presentation, you had to download it to your PC and click open and run it from there. This week, I'm not sure if this was done last week. I've done so much stuff I don't remember. Now when you click on it, it automatically runs off the web. You don't have to download it to your computer, so it's instant. So the bottom line is, the e-vite, if you guys click that and open that, the 10-minute wellness business overview, what I'm going to do is just send that to you. And it's so easy, guys. You've got that in your PWP, but it's buried behind other pages. One other thing, you don't have to send prospects into pathfinders.biz. That's irrelevant because when you send the e-vite, they never see the web page. All they're seeing is the video. Even though it's running off the web page, it doesn't matter because to them, they're just looking at the video. So you guys open up that e-vite. Has anybody seen that yet where it says 10-minute ABC presentation?
Yeah,
what it says is, it says, this presentation will give you an overview of our company from a career-oriented perspective. If this sounds like something that can deliver you the life you want, the next step in the information process is a preview, which can take place in one of three formats. The first is a live wellness preview where you will meet the team and see the product. The second is a web presentation, and a third on DVD. Once you have viewed the presentation, we can talk and determine which format fits with your schedule and needs. And then your contact info, then you send it off, pops up in their computer, and then Nikon does their thing for us. And in about 10 minutes, it gives them an ABC. And then I've already set up your next step of the process, which is after this, this is what we're going to do. Do you guys see how that's going to give you a good result with your prospecting?
Yeah.
All you have to do, and it sets it up for you, and then when you're done, they already know there's one of three things going on. You've already set up the next step. See, when you're doing the previous step of the process, it should always go into the next step. And after the preview, what you should be saying is, after this, we're going to show you how to get started. You shouldn't be, I'm going to hand you 75 more videos. It's you know, are you ready to get started? The other tank below it, you notice we have two different formats of e-vites. We have the business overview that goes to their computer. Below that, we have the daily phone call at 1 o'clock. And then, of course, in the previous page, you've got your live ABC guide you can take with you, like a little folder to guide you. You also have the Discover, Live, and the First Look. So you've got a hard copy, you've got a live ABC in person, you've got a telephone ABC on the phone, and you have an e-presentation, a flash presentation. They all meet the needs of an ABC. So next week when you guys come on the call, if you made 15 contacts, those are the things that count as an ABC. Is everybody clear? Do you guys see that this is going to be very helpful to you now knowing what an ABC is?
Yeah.
It doesn't do me much good. I always talk to these diamonds and royals. They're like, process doesn't matter. You don't need a process. And then they'll get up in front and say, do ABC. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I tell you to do an ABC, ABC has no value. Am I wrong, or does that just make you guys say, what's an ABC?
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I've heard a million trainings, and I've had so many discussions with diamonds and royals that are saying, process doesn't matter, as they tell you to go do a process with no quantifiable values. So if I tell you to make a contact, it should be a catchphrase and your cut piece, which is your weekend story. If we say do an ABC, we've got a live one, we've got a portable DVD one, we have a telephone one, and we have an E1. Pick one, that's what matches your person.
Right.
So now you guys have a quantifiable thing. Another thing, if you guys look down below the ABC, these are brand new from today, too. I gave you two product-related e-vites. If you're talking to people about health and wellness and they want to know that stuff, that's very important, too, because some of your people are going to hear the NECAN story and say they've got a health crisis. Am I right? So you're not necessarily going to want to send them a business presentation. I'm really excited about this. If you guys click open the 10-minute product overview, that's the NECAN flash presentation. And what it says is this presentation will give you an overview of our technologies and give you a basic understanding of how a NECAN certified wellness home can give you the power over your own health. That makes sense? That obviously makes sense. Now you've got that tool. If someone says, tell me about the product, guess what we're going to do? Tell them about the product. Yeah. The other thing, if I do an e-preview, for example, the webinar on Wednesday night, when somebody goes through the preview online or Dennis is on Monday night or whatever, and they say, tell me more about the product, do you guys see the value in having that e-vite so they can watch the product presentation?
Right.
Absolutely.
That's it. Now, the thing below it, this was the thing I was really fired up about today. If you click on that e-vite, it says, is your home a healthy home? When you guys open this up, it basically it's got the Wellness Home DVD now streaming out of an e-vite. So you guys know the one that says on the cover, is your home a healthy home, that comes in your sign-up kit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys fired up that you can stream it right out of an e-vite now?
Wow.
Yep. That's what this is. So what it says is the video is broken down into three segments for online viewing. It's too big of a video to run in one segment because we have buffering issues, so it's broken down to three. But they're all in one link, and you can see how they are. It says your home is supposed to be a refuge, a place to protect you and your family against hostile elements in an unfriendly environment. NECAN is a solution that can make your home a healthy place it's supposed to be. These three short 4-minute video clips will explain how our technology can give you and the ones you love a healthy life you deserve. The first will explain the challenge, the second the solution, and the third what life is like in a wellness home. If you want the power over your own health to be in your hands, we can discuss the best way you can experience the products for yourself. Why did I put that in there? We're setting up your follow-up.
Well,
all right, guys? So, you know, you've got now you have four ABCs, a contact piece, you have a Wednesday night e-preview, and you guys have two ways to share the technology. And if you want a third way to share the technology, go to the product info page and zap them a catalog or a wellness home brochure. You've got those hard copies there, too. If someone wants to see all the products, you can either snail mail them a catalog, you can drop it off by hand, or you can just go in there and zap it right to their computer within 2 seconds. If someone says, what are all the products that you have? You know, tell me what all your products are. I can say, give me 30 seconds. Here's a catalog right there on your computer screen. All right, so it's right there in front of you.
Very cool.
And then up above there, you see the WebEx event. We're going to talk more about this next week, the 35-minute business preview, how to utilize that, how to utilize a live preview, how to utilize a DVD. For example, if you have a Dennis Williams of the Giant Awakens preview, hand it to somebody. You know, we just filmed that DVD where it's got 50 minutes of preview. It's a really complete preview, and then there's 13 testimonials. It's a very yin-yang presentation between balance and products, or between products and business. so it's all right there. So today, basically, we got four more Evites put up, and now they're broken down. Instead of just Evites, they're broken down by preview, or by a contact, ABC, product, and preview. And then we'll have the sponsorship ones up here pretty soon, because we'll have a couple other Evites, i.e. the sponsorship meeting and, or the weekly business launch that we're going to start doing, as well as your monthly how to use all the tools training. We're going to be able to offer both of those super people. So basically every step of the process now, guys, is at your fingertips, and you can send it anywhere. Like Rhonda, you were saying, well, I'm coming down from Chicago to go to a leadership meeting. Is it going to impact my business? The only way it's going to impact your business is if you, I mean, look, you can meet people flying as easy as you could meet them running around Chicago. If you meet them flying, you can come right into my office, and what can you do when you're here?
Yeah, that's true, and that has happened.
Right. So I mean, honestly, even though you're traveling, to be honest with you, you can do your business anywhere.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, guess what? I will probably be more than happy to let you use the computer to send you <invite. laughs> You see my point? Now
yeah,
you're not leaving. And by the way, if you need to meet with your downline while you're down here, let's say you've got something really important going on, Rhonda, you can meet him in the web, you can meet him on the phone, you can email him anything through the computer, and here's even better, your team in Chicago can go to pathfinders.biz and access every piece of information you have, so you don't have to worry about them being dependent, they can be independent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
no,
it's all there.
I love it, it's really good.
So what I wanted to do, guys, was basically set you guys free in one sense and empower you in the other. And really, I'm going to go big time in detail on this here on the 13th. I'm going to sit behind a computer and show you guys how to do all this. And also, we'll still keep in mind doing the traditional things we've done, your live meetings, your handing out things. You know, you may meet somebody in a coffee shop. That may be what you want to do. This is added to what we do, not changed what we do. Okay? So that's pretty much what an ABC is. You pick the live one, you pick your DVD, you pick it on the phone, or you zap them out the 10-minute flash presentation, and it's right there. Behind that, you've got your follow-up. You've got three kinds of previews. You've got a live preview on Tuesday night at the hotel, which is your by far best solution, because no matter what, you're still going to have to keep some products. So that's your best thing to do. Second best is on the web or a DVD. You've got your choices. And then pretty much you know what you're going to do. Bottom line, guys, when you make contact with somebody, if you know you've got four choices for ABC, you know you've got two ways to share what the products are, three if you count the catalog, and then you know after that ABC that you've got your preview in three different forms, it's going to help you guys prospecting, not only knowing what you're doing, but knowing what you're going to do next. It will give you a more efficient process. You guys are with me on that?
Yes.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. Now that I'm done yakking, or yapping, who here has any questions or thoughts? Please, there are lots of people listening with questions. What doesn't make sense? What can I explain better? Or just what are your guys' thoughts in general? Before we close this out, please help with that if you guys see anything. Or is it just that easy?
It's pretty easy. I mean, the process, once I actually saw it in person, well, saw you do it, you know, you do this, you do that, you do this, it was like a light bulb came on.
Yeah,
I think the webinar with the training on this that people can actually see is going to light so many fires.
Yeah, I'll get that done. We'll pick a time to do that on the meeting, on the leadership meeting we're going to do on the 13th. You guys can tell me what day of the week / month to do that, and then we'll also determine when we're going to do our business launches. My view of the business launch is you guys will have your team log in, and we will have one of our presenters have the brochure that we have. If you guys go to the business launch, you can look at the brochure there, the sponsoring and business launch brochure. We'll go through that step by step, and then your new people, because we're live on the web, will be able to ask questions while we're going through it at the end, which will give you a live training environment for your new people. I think that's going to be a big help, don't you guys?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's all going to be there. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're dealing with people in a very rural area that are not going to be able to come in for a meeting, like to Austin or somewhere,
right,
what is your number one favorite thing to refer them to?
In terms of what, and give me a specific
example. To take the place of coming into, say, Austin to a meeting, because they're like 100 miles away and they're just not going to do it.
That's great. What you're going to have to do in that situation is you're going to have to tell them this. We've got all these tools online that you can see, or I can mail you things, but the only physical way you can see products is either you come here or me come there. We can't magic them up either way. So the bottom line is they're either going to have to be okay with the fact they're going to see them online or in hard copy form, or you guys are going to figure out a way to get together. And unfortunately, there's no third option.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I can tell you. What I would do if they seem very interested, now, by the way, I would never drive 100 miles in 2008. 10 years ago, I would have jumped in the car, I would have loaded up all my gear, driven over there, wiped myself out, and 8 times out of 10, it was an empty living room. Meaning it was just the person, and they end up buying a Mini from me, and I spent $700 on gas. What I'm going to do today is before I go over there, I'm going to make them earn it. They're going to watch the preview. They're going to get on a WebEx. They're going to watch the video. If they're like, well, we don't have high-speed internet. We only have dial-up or whatever. Okay, I'm going to call Focus on Growth. I'm going to drop ship them the Giant Awakens preview. They're going to get, see, you know, you understand the value of that Giant Awakens preview for people that are distant?
Right.
The biggest thing, well, and it's not the preview, because I could give them that preview on the web. The fact of the matter is you're getting a preview, but if you can't actually come to a preview and meet people experiencing the product, it's going to give them emotional as well as a business tie to what we do. That the testimonials on that are the second best thing to seeing it live.
Well, the thing I tell them about the testimonials is these are not people in Timbuktu. I know all of these people. I've actually met these people. They're not, you know...
Yeah, I did that because a DVD, a preview DVD, you guys understand what I'm saying, how a preview DVD can almost be sterile?
Yeah.
Because it's just a presentation.
Right.
The presentation, no matter how good it is, you know, is going to be enhanced by having people say, my life is better, I gave away my walker, I'm off medication. See, that's your best option at a distance because it's going to give them the yin and the yang and the yin.
Right.
Okay? So the bottom line at a distance, if they have high-speed internet, you're good to go. You can send them everything. When I would go see them is when they're saying to me, I'm really excited, I really think I want to get going, I'd just like to see the product, but they're going to have to use some action language towards me, not just, well, I don't know, I'm real busy, I don't know about doing this, and I'm like, oh, well, let me come see you with all my stuff, which everybody on this call has probably done at some point.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
In other words, I will put it to you this way. If they're at a distance, I'm not going to create the meeting they are.
Right.
So if you're working harder than they are, something's wrong.
Hey, let me tell you something, guys. If you guys feel like at any time you have to work to get your prospect to move, completely stop what you're doing because you've already lost.
All right, just move on.
What you're trying to do, guys, is generate a natural fire in somebody and get people interested, and then use these things to feed what their interest level is, not try to get people, hey, I emailed you something, make sure you watch it. Okay, did you watch it? No? Well, when are you going to watch it? I mean, just be like, hey, I'm going to send you something. It's the follow-up to what we just did. Take a peek at it. I'll get all your questions answered, but this will answer you the question how the business works and what we're doing. You guys see how that's a declarative statement, not a, gee, will you watch it statement. You know, when I send you, when you come to a preview on Tuesday night, I'm not saying come to the preview and then I'll answer, you know, and then we'll give you 14 more hours worth of presentation. It's pretty much come out Tuesday night and you can tell me if you want to get started.
Right.
You guys see the difference in the two things?
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, when I give somebody an ABC, it's not, well, let me send you this just because I've got nothing better to do. It's, you check this out and let me know if you'd like to progress to the next. I do use in my process, guys, I absolutely use. I tell them what's going to be next. If I hand out a video, I'll say, once you watch this, the next thing we should do is have you come out and meet everybody. So I kind of signal the next step, which allows me to set it up more effectively when I'm giving them the step. Like I'll say, okay, here's a Dennis Williams video. If you like that, your best bet's to come out next Tuesday and see the product. But let's talk about that after you've watched the video. Or if I get them on the webinar, check this out. If you like what we're going to do on the preview, so what we need to do is figure out a way to help you see the products. If you're at a distance, we're not going to be able to do that. I'll send you some stuff, and then you can tell me if this is what you want to do, and I'll clean up your questions at the end. You can see how I'm putting a finite end to the process. I'm not leaving a wide open door.
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm telling you up front, you know, once you've seen, I mean, look, let me just put it this way. It all comes with the understanding. We buy direct, and we sign other people up and get paid. Guys, I'm not trying to be funny or clever here. There just ain't that much snow.
Yeah.
You guys all see that, right? There's just not a whole lot to know here. It's Costco with magnets. And we get paid for, I mean, are they really that bamboozled that they can order stuff direct and that if somebody else signs up, they get paid? Is it really that complicated?
No.
No, I mean, and frankly, if they are that complicated with it, you know. Well, here's the thing, too. If someone says, tell me all about the compensation plan, I just go on there, I go to the business tools, and then there's a tab called business resources. Go behind that business resource, because about a third of the way down the page, there's something called compensation plan overview. I'll just email it to them, or I'll go through it with them online in an ABC capacity. I've got that printed out in a little folder. I just flip through it page by page. It explains silver, gold, platinum, diamond, everything else. It's all wired. Bo Tanis is a really good friend of mine. He created that and sent it to us. He's a real diamond up in Canada. And that's a great little tool to run people through a presentation. In fact, what I'm planning on doing, and this is what I was going to ask you guys on the 13th as well, would you guys like once a week or once a month, if I walked through the comp plan and talked about how the money is made, and not just in the general sense of network marketing, but in the specific sense of this is what silver means, this is what gold means, this is what platinum means, you guys, I want you guys to think if that would be a valuable asset for you guys.
Sure. I would like
that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of adding that. So those are the things we're going to determine, but in the short term, you can use that. You know, and that's a great document to send somebody because it's self-explanatory. It walks them through it. If someone says, I don't know if network marketing is a real business, I scroll down into business resources. I give them the CD titled Invisible Profit System. It explains to them why this is the greatest business in the world. It's not even Nikken specific. And I tell them to listen to it. If they're really interested and they just don't understand network marketing, they're going to listen to the CD. If they're not really interested, and I give them the CD, it's just an excuse as to why they don't want to do this, so they don't listen to it. See, sometimes people tell you objections, they're just a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody says to me, do these magnets really work, I give them the thermographic DVD. I'll just call Focus on Growth and dropship it to them. You can see how I don't sit there and blabbermouth, I use the tools. If I'm talking to a prospect, I'm small. I don't care if I'm a diamond, I'm small. If I give you a tool, I'm big because it's third-party credibility, and the tool is doing the job for me, and they have to only listen because you cannot talk to a CD. You understand? You're prospect a captive audience when they're using a tool. If you're sitting there talking to them, it becomes a fencing match. Do the products work? Here, look, if you watch thermographics and you see what's going on and you still don't know that the products work, I don't have a lot more I can do short of summoning a whale or summoning, you know, something from the water to talk or bringing Zeus down from Mount Olympus. I mean, do I need to conjure something? What more can I do than show you? You understand what I'm saying? The OJ jurors did not want to believe no matter what was presented. You guys all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What could they have done to prove he was guilty more than what they did? And I'm not trying to be funny or clever here. There comes a point when you have to realize that people just don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
When you give somebody thermographics and they still say, I don't know if this is real, honest question, guys, do you really have anything more you can do?
No, we just go on.
Right. If somebody says they don't believe in network marketing and you give them Invisible Profit System, which is mind-numbingly awesome, and they come back and say, I still don't believe in it, what more can you do?
That's about all.
You know, it's like standing at the bottom of Sears Tower looking up at it and saying, I don't believe we can build buildings over 100 feet. Well, I'm going to drive you over and show you one, and you look up at it and say, I don't believe it's real. There's not much more else I can do.
Push on it and see if it falls down.
Yeah, you ask me about the comp plan, I send you the comp plan document. You ask me about the network marketing, I send you the Invisible Profit System. You ask me if the products work, I send you thermographics. See, I'm answering all the questions with a tool, and then it's very easy for me. Because then I'm left with building a relationship, I listen to what you have to say, and then I give you the appropriate tool. And then instead of you guys wasting all your time trying to figure out what to do, you're spending your time talking to people, building relationships, having a good time, and enjoying yourself. And frankly, we're setting you up for success, because instead of trying to spend your time convincing and figuring out, you're spending your time working with people live that want to be there because they've already seen stuff, so you're going to get a better product in the long run in terms of your people equity.
Right.
You see how I'm repositioning you from wasting time in the wind to working with people that are pre-qualified.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We went a little bit long, and you guys are kind of quiet. I want to make sure I'm connecting with you guys and not just running off the mouth.
We're still here.
We are. We're still here,
sense,
yeah.
Everybody?
We're absorbing. Yeah. We're absorbing. We're kind of like, okay. So instead of having to sit there and worry about what somebody thinks and trying to convince them, we can spend our time telling them how great it is and how fun,
yeah.
much fun we're going to have and how they're, you know, we're going to be an awesome team and all that, and they can get all the other stuff from the tools. Is that what you're...
Hey, Paula, you're my neighbor. I could see you anytime. And what did I do? Every time we meet, I talk about how much fun we're going to have, how great it is, and I give you a tool.
I know.
Right? And you know, but that's why you're in the business now, because you weren't hearing me telling you how great it was. You convinced yourself how great it was.
Right.
Yeah. And this, by the way, this is all notwithstanding product experience. Your back is better, you feel better, you love the water. You understand that stuff is all a bonus. That's your linchpin. That's your X factor. That's your job, your shot of nitro in the tank. I'm not even addressing that. That's the wild card. When you get them on products, they start using that. That will just blow your process through the roof. So that's your wild card. Okay, I'm talking strictly about the information flow. I'm not gonna sit here and yammer and tell you all this stuff. I'm gonna give you the tool, and either you watch it or you don't. If you have the interest, you'll watch the thing. If you don't, you won't. So if they won't watch it because they don't have an interest, do you really believe that had you spoken more, then they would have been interested?
No,
but I am guilty of it.
Well, everybody, you know why? Because what we do is when we talk to prospects, we're actually trying to psych ourselves up. So we're talking to the prospect, we're really talking to ourselves.
Yeah, and some of us are just so excited that you can't wait to share, like, everything. And you just verbally, like...
You're right. Part of talking a lot is you guys are trying to get someone to get instantly excited, because instead of prospecting, a lot of people are seeking validation. You want that prospect to say, wow, this is awesome! So you keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking because you hope if you say one more thing...
Until they do.
Well,
until they say, wow, isn't it awesome?
Yeah, you're not looking for validation. You're looking for smart partners.
Yes.
I think they're watching us too, Rick, because I know some of the people I talked to at first that I couldn't develop, or they didn't seem to have an interest, and a month's gone by and I've lost 20 pounds and I'm dipping all over the place. They're like, whoa, what's going on with you?
Hey, you've lost 20 pounds? That's why you're sponsoring people. You know that, right?
I suppose.
No, that's a huge thing for you, because instead of you telling people about wellness, you're demonstrating.
They can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody listening to this call out there, I want you to understand something. You should use every product you can as much as you can. You can't get up in front of the room looking decrepit talking about being a leader in the wellness industry.
Right.
You guys don't understand that, right?
Yes.
Right. I can't put somebody up in front of 2,000 people to represent the group that doesn't doesn't fit the bill of what wellness is. That doesn't mean I want you. That does not mean. Please hear me. I don't expect you guys to look like supermodels. I don't expect you to be perfect. But if you're 100 pounds overweight or 70 pounds overweight, maybe you ought to be 30 pounds overweight. So at least there's progress. You guys follow what I'm saying? You can't be 3 years in NECAN looking identically unhealthy. There should be some sort of a progression in your lifestyle. You know, if you've got body balance and you're 100 pounds overweight or 60 pounds overweight, what you're basically saying is I've got the product. Either I don't like the product or I don't have the discipline to use it. There's no third option, right?
Or it doesn't work.
Either I don't like it, it doesn't work, or I don't have the discipline. So that's something should be in the back of your mind, too. And what you just said, Sherry, you're going to get people all over the place saying, wow, what happened to you? You just got $1 million for the prospect absolutely for free just by getting healthy. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations on that. You just took care of yourself, and that is snapping people's heads. That is the number one way to attract people to business, being different yourself. And, Paula, you're doing the same thing in a different way. You're attracting people to you because people are saying, what got into you?
Yeah.
It's
the same thing basically happened to one of my downlines.
What's that?
this is Aurora.
Yeah.
One of my downlines in Victoria, and just recently, you know, she was telling me, you know, people are noticing that I'm moving around and I'm, you know, I'm doing things, and they can see it in my face and my skin, and they're yeah. interested, and I'm asking me what's going on. And she just recently started a few small orders. I mean, it's just a start, but for her, that was kind of exciting to see that, because she's saying people are seeing the results in her, and she was pretty bad off. You've met my sister Mona.
Right.
And so I was really excited to hear that from her this weekend. So
that is awesome. And like I said, you know, you guys realize that not only should people get healthy because it's the right thing to do. I mean, it's throwing your business out of the window. Correct me if I'm wrong, but getting healthy should make sense. It makes sense, for crying out loud. In this business, not only do you get healthy, and there's a lot of people out there that don't have any hope, and the magnets get on them and they get their health back, and that's unbelievable. And so I'm not talking about just body balance issues. You know, I'm talking about mag steps and sleep and water. You know, Paula, you were using the sleep and the water, and that got you, you know, doing all sorts of things. You know, the technologies, in other words, let me ask you this, guys. Do people like a clever intro and a great tool, or do people like to see people walk the walk? If you want to be a great prospector, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. That goes with your belief in the business. It goes with the way you look after 2 or 3 years in the business. Doesn't mean you have to look like a model, but there should be a progression. You know, use every product that you have, and then what will happen is when you get up in front and talk about, man, wellness is the greatest thing in the world, people might actually believe you that it is the greatest thing in the world. And right. Sherry, you just brought on the bronze. You guys are going to elite bronze this month. I know that from what I've been told.
Everybody,
you guys are doing an awesome job, you know, and I just want to commend you for doing that, because you're self-disciplined to do that. You know, that is going to change a lot of other people's lives, because they're going to use your example.
Thanks.
You know, you guys remember Dr. Albert Schweitzer said example isn't everything, it's the only thing? and that's all.
That's cool.
It is. Well, this is a true story. Dr. Albert Schweitzer got off, he won the Nobel Prize, and he got off this train, and there was this giant throng of reporters waiting for him. And there was a woman struggling with her bag, and she had little kids. And Albert Schweitzer, instead of being Captain Big Shot going to the little press conference, walked away, went over and grabbed this lady's bag, loaded them up on the vehicle she was going to ride in, and helped her get on her way, paid someone to get her out of there. And the reporter wrote down that he had just seen the greatest sermon he'd ever seen. He just saw the greatest sermon he'd ever heard.
Wow.
And you understand, in this business, Sherry, when you're talking about wellness, you're giving people the greatest sermon they've ever seen. And that's what it's all about. I can't tell you guys how calm you'll be in your prospecting. You know, for me, and I'm sorry to go long this night, but this is so important. I just watched Dennis Quaid on 60 Minutes. If anybody saw that tonight, do you guys realize that 100,000 people died in hospitals last year? It's the third leading cause of death. It's more than AIDS, more than breast cancer, more than automobile accidents, because they're messing people up in hospitals. We have a disaster on our hands, you guys. Our medical system is completely, totally, and royally. It will never recover. We got overweight people. We got sick people. We got over-medicated people. If you guys are trying to do something about it, that doesn't even touch the fact that these companies are throwing people out the door. They're disposing of people like razor blades. They're leaving with nothing after a lifetime of work, and we got people headed towards retirement with nothing. And you guys are in this business, and you've got this vehicle and this tool, and all you have to do is step into it and just say, hey, this is what I do, and I love it, and I'm proud of it. You will not be able to keep prospects out of your business. And then if you take that love and that posture, and then you add a good catchphrase to it, then you're powerful. A catchphrase without that love, it's like a bullet without a gun. You know, in that posture, that example, and I could pontificate on this all night, but I'm telling you that the greatest thing about this business that will make it explode for you is nothing I can put on pathfinders.biz. It's the fact that you either are or you are not the person you're trying to sponsor. You either are or you are not the person, you know, that walks the walk and talks the talk. Most of you, in fact, all of you on this team are walking the walk. But ask yourself that every day, man. You know, when I'm going out to prospect people and do all these ABCs, and, you know, it's a journey. You know, you learn this business, you do things, you grow, you do ABCs, you get better. I'm not saying it has to be perfect today, but your goal should be always that, hey, you know what? First things first, if I want to sponsor Royal Diamond, I'm going to act like one before I ever am one, and then I'm sure to become one.
Right.
You go right to the top. You go right to the top. You know, he who hesitates is lost. With prospecting, bam, have a good time. You know, let yourself off the hook. Enjoy your business. Enjoy prospecting. You know, go out with an open heart and just say, man, I'm going to build my business. Build it like your hair's on fire.
Well, you set that example for us, Rick. Thanks.
What's that?
You set that example for us. Thanks.
That's right.
You know what? I love what I do, and every week I get on this call, I look forward to working with you guys, and I cannot tell you what it means to me. Every one of you is, I don't want to use the corny word, but you're precious to me. I do anything for any of you guys. This is my mission, man. This isn't something I'm signed up in. You know, I've seen terrible things in my life, terrible things. It made no sense to me, just senseless loss of life by the thousands. And here I am 20 years later, and I can dedicate myself not to taking my talent to destroy things, but use my talent to save things. It makes sense to me. You understand what I'm saying? I've seen the worst man can do, and I know that this is the best that man can do. And they're dramatically different. And when I do this, it feels like it's right. And that's just for me. But this is important, you guys. What we do makes sense. And what we do, I don't know. You know what? We're all going to live. We're all going to die. If you don't stand for something, you're part of the darkness. But if you don't turn your light on, you're by definition dark, right? Even
right.
If you're not one of the evil people making it dark, if you don't turn it on, you're dark. And at the very least, if you don't turn your light on, you're helping the darkness stay dark. Even if you just turn on a tiny little light in a football field, if you light a lighter, have you guys ever been in a really dark room? Even from 100 feet away, you can see the littlest light, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I mean, the tiniest of sparks can overcome a million cubic feet of darkness.
Right.
Yep.
But don't think you're not enough on this call. You may say, well, Rick, it's easy for you to say all this stuff. No, it's not. I mean, I'm a disaster. You know, I just choose to take this gift that I've been given, and I love it. You guys mean the world to me. We're a little bit long tonight. Hope you guys didn't get bored this last couple of minutes. I kind of got pontificating. So, you know.
Not at all.
We were good.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And
it's very few people in their lifetime get a chance to be a part of something that makes a difference. And you all can thank God that you're a part of something that does. How much you choose to do with this is up to you. That's between you and the Lord. It's between you and your spouse. You know, whether you do a little or a lot, I don't know. This is what's right for me. You know, my brother serves in the church, and that's his way. I don't do that. You know, but we all have our calling. You know, whatever you do with this, just make sure that you're doing with it what you ought to, and you're doing with it maximizing your potential in it. Because, I don't know, to me that's important. I don't know about you guys, but here you are. You have this opportunity. What are you going to do with it? And I think that's an important thing to ask. So anyway, yeah, I hope you I enjoyed the call. I hope you guys did too.
Yes, we did.
Very much.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, let's go out and do great things, and always remember great things are made up of a whole lot of good things, and good things are made up of a whole lot of ordinary things that were just the right choice. And go out tomorrow and choose to make 5 or 6 contacts, and that'll lead to 25 in the week and 100 in the month, and that'll lead to a diamond pin and a Royal Diamond pin, and that's a wonderful thing. But just remember, it starts with the ordinary thing, and if you do that a lot, you'll eventually get to the great things. Okay, guys?
All right.
Thanks, Greg. Have a
good night.
Hey, go out and finish the month like your hair is on fire, okay?
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.